This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We have been talking about the hash wars, or what I'm referring to as the crypto nerd wars. Us in studio tonight, by the way, is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And now let's actually talk about something that we teased last night. And normally if we tease a story, we'll start the show with it. But the hash war seemed to be sort of, you know, like the big sort of news of the day in the crypto world. And I think most of the hosts are at least users, if not enthusiasts.
True.
Yes. And this was making mainstream news because this war it looks like it's suppressed price across. So Bitcoin was, you know, down 10-11%.
Right.
As were almost all other cryptos, and this is like the only newsworthy thing going on.
Well, there were also non-crypto commodities that were down, where silver at one time, I think earlier today, dropped below $1,400 or $14 an ounce. Gold had dropped, I think, below $1,200.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not just crypto that's down. So there's something else that's going on, probably.
Here's a good story, just because I thought it was interesting. But I had an older gentleman come in. He's visiting from Missouri. Came into our shop, and he wanted to know about Bitcoin.
All right.
So yesterday, he bought some Bitcoin. He bought $20 worth of Bitcoin.
Nice.
He was thrilled. It was his first time, so this is really cool. He starts calling me at like 9 o'clock this morning before we're even open. He's like, I'll just be in. I'll talk to you then. He comes in, and he's like, hey, I couldn't help but notice you guys also sell silver. Like, we do. So he's looking at some silver rounds that we have, and he settled on an Australian 1 ounce piece.
Okay.
And he wanted to buy that. He's like, I want to pay for it with crypto.
Nice.
So he actually bought silver. He bought crypto one day, and then he used his crypto to buy silver the next day.
I learned that you sell silver.
I do.
I've been to your store dozens of times and never knew that.
Yeah, we've got some silver rounds in there.
Yeah, so let's jump into this story. And, of course, you are free to call in and talk about crypto, but we're going to change topics here and talk about borders, because we teased this particular story last night. We spent a good amount of time talking about American borders, but let's talk about the history of borders, specifically in the Middle Ages. In Europe, the concept of a nation is one that's bounded. It begins and it ends. Story, by the way, comes from Forbes. We recognize that the limits and borders of a nation might shift over time, but out there somewhere is a line that separates us and them. And how people draw those borders affects how we even define us and them, or how even if sometimes they become us.
Right.
But it hasn't always been that way. In fact, throughout the period known as the European Middle Ages, there were no borders at all. Most often when we picture the Middle Ages in our heads, a map like the one above comes to mind. And they have a map that shows, you know, kind of like rounded lines in certain areas and certain things marked as, you know, different sort of kingdoms or empires. And it's generally what people think of, right? Like the Holy Roman Empire was just sort of like some kind of big thing that went over and ends over somewhere near, you know, like what's Poland now, but it was kind of a straight line going from like the North Sea down to, you know, almost the Black Sea, right?
Right.
And then over on the Iberian Peninsula, there's just sort of a line separating, you know, like Espanol, or what I think at the time was Gaul, from something else. And then Francia was separated by some other things. It looks like maps we draw of our own world, differently shaded areas showing different political entities with nice, solid black lines showing where one thing ends and another thing begins. But the reality of the past was much messier. People traveled constantly throughout the Middle Ages. Their mental world was large and was always more than just their locality. Merchants, such as the Jewish author Benjamin of Tudela, carried goods throughout the Mediterranean. Pilgrims, such as the Iberian Muslim Ibn Jubayr and the Frankish Christian Bernard the Monk, traveled thousands of miles back and forth between Islamic and Christian lands. Monks became refugees from Viking attacks, sometimes permanently settling in new locations for centuries. Even on a more local level, it was not terribly uncommon for commoners throughout Europe to travel dozens of miles to visit churches thought to perform healing miracles or to celebrate feasts in honor of favored saints. To accommodate these travelers, elaborate systems of hospitality developed, held over in some ways from the ancient world, to welcome new arrivals and shepherd them safely on their way to the final destination. None of this, of course, means that these travelers weren't moving between things. Certainly they understood that. It's just that those things travelers moved between were more temporary, sometimes even ephemeral, and often simply didn't seem to matter a whole lot. Communities throughout pre-modern Europe were predominantly defined by people, not geography.
Right.
And that's the thing that, and I'm pausing from the story here, that's the thing that a lot of people can't really comprehend in the present day, to where you look at a map and things are clearly defined and there are very few pieces of land anywhere on the planet that are not claimed as part of some country somewhere.
Sure.
Right. Because people tend to think in present day that geography is tied to a government, or government, rather, is tied to geography, not that government or a governmental institution is tied to a group of people.
True. I've always kind of looked at the border question as borders are a necessary part if you're going to have states, if you're going to have nation states, if you're going to have subdivisions and things like that. They have to have some area that they claim as their own. You know what I mean? No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm not saying it's necessary.
Okay. So please explain.
Well, let me continue with the article.
Oh.
The Latin word imperium, for example, is often translated as empire. But it's more accurate to say it means authority or power. In other words, empire in the Middle Ages was simply the people over whom the emperor exerted his power.
Right.
That power, at least in theory, moved with the people into different geographic spaces and lasted until those subjects attached themselves to another person in power. This wasn't required, and sometimes it wasn't even possible. Pilgrims, for example, could come and go, still be a Frank or a Lombard or a Saxon. Italian cities such as Venice set up trading quarters in foreign cities that were effectively governed by Venetian laws. Religious identity, for example, often trumped any other and determined who was in charge of whom. For example, and again, pausing from the article here, for example, in the town of Medina, or actually the city of Medina back in the Middle Ages, you would have Muslims, Christians, Jews, and pagans living in the same neighborhoods as one another, but all governed by completely different codes.
Right.
So it wasn't that geography dictated anything. It was the people who were governed by the sets of laws to which they agreed. Which is why I say I disagree that it's necessary for a governing institution to be tied to geography.
It can be tied to a people, at religion, ethnicity, whatever.
Right, right, right. And I would argue that in today's modern world, in its modern usage, it is most closely aligned.
Well, modern day, it is aligned to geography. Right. I'm saying it doesn't have to be that way. Especially with, and I realize the term globalization to some is sort of a naughty word, but as people do become, and I think some people are more nomadic now than they used to be, where I realize, you know, at one time, groups of people would move
right.
from one place to another, but now, you know, so many global
sure.
businesses, the ease of travel,
yeah.
you could work anywhere in the world at any time, and even between places, there's more. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get back to the discussion here about the history of borders and how they didn't really exist in the Middle Ages, plus your calls and thoughts. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can protect your family and your property. That would be the Blink security system. Blink action or Blink motion activated HD cameras are wire free. They set up fast and the batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. Get your Blink cameras system starting at less than $100. Yeah, that's right, starting at less than $100. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I'm all very much in favor of banning the sugary, fruity flavors of the e-cigars from the regular market. And so the kids that are over age could buy these flavors. So that I've always been anti-tobacco. I hate all forms of cigarettes and suffering from secondhand smoke all of my life.
Chris, so, you're a smoker, and you look incredibly confused right now.
No, it's just
no. I'm trying to process this myself because I smoked for 20 years, and it was only because of e-cigarettes that I was able to finally quit. So I am very disturbed when I hear people that say they want to ban these things, like the FDA wants to ban e-cigarette flavors. I mean, I enjoyed those. I used those to get off of cigarettes.
Right. Having actually read, you know, what the proposal is, it would only ban the flavors from being sold at convenience stores and grocers. It would not ban them from being sold at vape shops or being sold online.
I'm sorry, slippery slope, anyone?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a good idea, Chris.
I know that. I know you're not, Daryl.
Yeah, like, there's the belief that it's being banned from everywhere when I don't support what they're doing.
Right.
But, you know, my first thought was, holy crap, all of these vape shops are going out of business, and that, oh, wait, the vape shops aren't going to be affected,
right.
... right now.
Still a bad idea. So have do you suffer from exposure to vaping?
Well, the thing is, the vapor do not bother me as much, but the whole idea is the young people, like 16 or 15, they're going to get hooked on nicotine. And that's the part that I'm against.
Well, they were doing that already anyway.
Right.
Right, and 16 and 15-year-olds can't legally purchase tobacco products anyway.
But it didn't stop it. That's the whole thing. You know, when we prohibit things, you might make it harder, but all you're really doing is forcing it into a black market that'll be completely unregulated.
When I was like 7 or 8... I could go buy cigarettes for my stepmom. In fact, remember her handing me like a $5 or $10 bill, telling me, pay for gas, get me a pack of cigarettes, and there better be change.
See, before inflation. I love that.
Yeah, well, you know what? They put a stop to that because the minors, they have to. You have no access to buy cigarettes now, right? Because they changed the law.
I know they made it anymore, but yeah, you can't use your kids to go get your cigarettes.
Right, because we have changed that. So, it's only right to protect minors. I mean, it's different for you. You're a grown adult. You want to quit. So the e-cigars actually help to wean off the nicotine.
Right.
Why would we want young people to, start with these addictive substances? You know, I worked very hard to get rid of the bovine growth hormones out of the milk here.
Hold on, one thing at a time.
That it shouldn't be banned and saying we want teenagers to get addicted to nicotine are completely different things.
This is not These aren't even related.
I don't want anyone to get addicted to nicotine, but I don't think that it should be banned. It should not be a criminal offense to...
You tell a teenager they can't do something? They're going to go sneak behind your back and do it.
Exactly, yeah. Michael.
And if you eat enough tomatoes, you do wind up getting a little bit of nicotine, because there is nicotine in tomatoes.
All right, Sarah. You're obviously a young lady, but... Do you remember being a teenager and having this urge to do things that your parents said was not good for you? Or an urge to do things that people said you can't do or you shouldn't do? That's part of human nature, right?
Well,
do teenagers act like that still? Do they, do you think?
Yes, but you know what? That's why the government needs to protect them, though.
But it doesn't.
Like, why did I speak so banned bovine growth hormones out of milk? You know, and I was successful here at the local dairy, Creamland, that supplies all of our school. The kids drink whatever that's given to them, but it's the grown-up's ability to protect children because it affects the girls.
Why should
we make these nicotine sweet fruity flavors available to make it enticing for the children? Just like they had these candies that were cigarettes or something like that. That was enticing all these little big band bows.
Yeah,
I mean, they
those were
better.
Great too.
I remember taking a quote unquote puff on candied cigarettes never made me want to actually light up one of those smelly nicotine cancer sticks. Sarah, thank you for the call.
But I love when they had that little bit of powdered sugar in them, so that if you blew out through the candy cigarette, you had like a little puff of smoke.
It never made me want to light up a cancer stick.
No, but what did make people want to start smoking when I was a teenager was seeing the older kids smoking, seeing the adults smoking. That's what makes you do it. If you're surrounded by
that stupid Camel.
Right. It sure as hell wasn't Joe Camel. It was seeing people you respected doing something and same thing with alcohol, you know.
Spuds McKenzie never made me want to drink that horrible crap that is beer-flavored water.
No, which beer was that?
One of the ones that is basically water flavored like beer?
Bud Light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a Budweiser. But that's the whole thing. And that's why Prohibition, one of the many reasons why Prohibition never works. All it does is take away liberties. If you want to address root causes, then educate, you know.
Yes.
You know, if you get a private organization together and come up with your own anti-smoking ads, that's great. But you don't need force, and you don't need to spend taxpayer money to do it. What you'll find will be the same thing that happened when places like Portugal made most drugs decriminalized. People just lost interest. Kids don't do drugs as much as they used to.
You want to stop teenagers from smoking and vaping? You convince them that it's not cool, it's not sexy.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Good point.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. More from this story about the lack of borders in the Middle Ages. This is Free Talk Live.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Florida Secretary of State Ken Dietzner ordered a manual recount in the Senate race of all 67 Florida counties. The recount is to be complete by noon Eastern time on Sunday and will deal with what people call the over-under ballots. Election law attorney Brian Siebler was on Fox News and says it's all about making sure every vote is counted.
This is a question of process. And the whole idea is we want to make sure that the citizens of this country have their right to vote protected.
The death toll from the wildfires burning in Northern California has risen to at least 59 people. That makes it the deadliest wildfire in a century. Those who did survive the fire are running out of places to go, many of them setting up a tent at a local Walmart. This evacuee says things are tough.
There's more evacuees. More people are running out of money for hotels and families. You know, they're staying with people, but you know, they can't stay there forever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. And also want to remind you about the Twitch cams. Now, no, they're not cameras that are, you know, like twitchy. That would just be kind of weird. No. If you head over to twitch.lrn.fm, you can actually watch live streams of the show, and there's actually a couple of other shows that are on there. One of the more popular is the Jazzy Cam, Jazzy, of course, being the studio beast, and sometimes there's just a live stream of Jazzy lying in her bed, and people like it because, you know,
Jazzy is not lying in her bed right now.
She is not, but most of the time she is. And sometimes when there's not a live show, there's a camera showing the Jazzy Doge. Twitch.lrn.fm. So let's jump back into this article talking about the history of borders, or rather the lack of them during the Middle Ages. Again, most people, when they think about really any period of time and various empires or countries or nations, they think that there are very solid lines that clearly separate this place from that.
Yeah, it didn't work like that.
Right. Again, there, you know, like the inner parts of an empire was probably fairly set of this is definitely this area, but then sort of on the outskirts it got kind of
iffy,
especially because the empires would follow the people, not the geography of where the people lived. So if a group wound up deciding, you know what, we're going to just, you know, like, go south by a dozen miles, and it was a sizable group, then the empire's borders would just sort of shift with the movement of those people if they were on the outskirts of the empire. Continuing on with the article here from Forbes, but other times people moved, stayed, and became something else entirely, adding a new identity to their old, becoming someone different. If you will, a 7th century warrior from the Mediterranean could move to Northern Europe and become one of the Alemanni, for example. And this is maybe the most interesting part of it all, the one that defies many of our expectations about the Middle Ages. It isn't that people moved, but rather how often people moved and were welcomed. What might be the most interesting thing about all of this is how imaginary those black lines on the map actually were. So, thoughts here on, you know, like the concept of borders, if you will, because, again, it's something that most people don't really think of, to where we look at a map right now and it's clearly defined. This line clearly separates the United States of America from Canada, and then this line in the ocean separates Canada from St. Pierre and Miquelon, and then this line over here separates Canada from Greenland.
Well, it's a question of the times you live in. You know, we live in a world where everybody on this planet grew up with the idea of borders. You know what I mean?
Clearly defined borders.
Clearly defined borders. And we're proposing, and I think a lot of hosts here on the show believe that that's sort of an arbitrary thing.
Right.
And it doesn't need to exist, and it probably causes more problems than it solves, and it inhibits freedom and liberty.
Right.
So,
and there are still places in this world to where borders really are arbitrarily drawn, to where you do have nomadic people that on, you know, very regular occasions,
right, they're crossing
national borders back and forth, and it's not that they're crossing from one country into another, it's that the countries have crossed through them.
Right.
And I
right.
realize that
yeah.
sounds strange to most people that haven't studied other groups, and, you know, I'm not saying that I'm any kind of expert on other civilizations, but I have read enough to where I know that there are a lot of tribes in Africa that, you know, they have large swaths of land that they will go to for different parts of the year, and
right.
those are on different sides of lines that just got drawn by some European somewhere.
That must cause such turmoil. You can't have people crossing borders like that, Daryl. It's mayhem.
Actually, it doesn't really cause much turmoil because it's known this happened.
Right. And there's, you know, the migrant worker has always been the best example I can think of is, you know, we have food on, you have food on your table. You had a fresh salad, thank a migrant worker, because otherwise that food would have rotted on the vine more than likely.
Yeah, that would not have been there.
Right, and it's one of those things that, you know, we grumble about immigration, and oh, we've got to keep these people out and stuff like that, but in the same minute, you're enjoying the benefits. When you go to a hotel and you've got a nicely cleaned room,
yes.
More than likely, thank a migrant worker. When
right.
your dishes come out at a restaurant and they are spotless and you know, clean, Thank a migrant illegal worker. And, you know, you can fight this stuff all you want. You can get all upset and you can spit and yell and scream, but it's part of our economy. You know, this is a real part of a life in America.
And it has been for, well, since America's been here.
So why are we spending money, ridiculous amounts of money, trying to stop something that we all realize is beneficial to us, that we benefit from?
And we benefit from that's been going on for forever.
Right.
I don't get why so-called conservatives are against this.
It's right. one of those things to where people want vastly different things simultaneously. So Americans, by and large, want very cheap products whilst simultaneously wanting large amounts of manufacturing jobs that are union shops where everybody makes, you know, $15 more than whatever the minimum wage is.
Right.
You can't have all of those at the same time.
Yeah.
You can either have, you know, union shop manufacturing jobs where everybody makes a lot of money, or you can have really cheap products at the dollar store. You can't have both. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Well, in a lot of cases, you could have both if you would get government out of the way, and that's the other part of the issue. You're fighting the wrong battle here. You know, you're trying to make it all about 4,000 refugees from Guatemala, when in reality you should be looking at Washington and why they've, number one, created this this desirable target for anybody coming from other countries to be taken care of. You know, why? Which one is it? You know, you say one thing, but you support the other.
Right.
And it drives me nuts.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you mentioned the migrants that are coming up through Mexico, what some people are referring to as a migrant caravan. We spent a good part of the show last night talking caravan about that. And, you know, some of them might be heading to California. There's speculation some are going to Texas. But what we do know is that the U.S. military is sending at least 7,000 troops now down to the border.
To just basically sit there and do nothing. And you know what else? You know what else has happened since President Trump has not tweeted about the caravan once since the election?
I saw that somewhere. Somebody actually fact-checked that?
That was in the news yesterday.
I saw the headline, and I was just like, really? Not once?
No, apparently not once.
Okay, well.
It's like the whole caravan just disappeared. But it didn't.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's head to the phones where we've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, in the election, the Democrats won a majority in the House of Representatives, but the Republicans held on to a majority in the United States Senate.
Yep.
And one thing some people don't know about is that this reflects how the United States Senate was originally set up back in the late 1700s.
All right. Well, hold the thought. Sounds like you're going to possibly get to an interesting point. Your calls and thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu, because it's really a service that libertarians have wanted for at least a decade that I'm aware of. It's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can also be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Now, the reason we're not offering a discount is liberty.menu is free to use. So, yeah, I guess we could give you 10% off of zero, which would still be zero, but you want something cool, right? So use code FTL, get a special Free Talk Live listener badge, liberty.menu. So let's head back to the phones where we've got Tom calling in. And Tom, you had mentioned that in the recent midterm elections, the Democrats took control of the U.S. House of Representatives. The Republicans retained control of the U.S. Senate. And you were about to say something about, the makeup of the Senate or why it was created. But it should be pointed out that Senate terms are 6 years. House of Representative terms are 2 years. Every member of the House is up for election every 2 years. Only one-third of the Senate is up for election in any given two-year period. So it really would have been almost impossible for the Democrats to have taken control of the Senate this year.
Numerically, right.
Well, the thing is, when they set it up, the Founding Fathers, they did the best they could, and they decided that the Senate would consist of, it would be the more stable body than the House of Representatives. So something like the migrant caravan approaching the southwest border would not make a big, humongous wave in the Senate, because when they first started out, in March 4th, 1789, the first United States Senate got together, and the Constitution said they shall be divided as nearly as may be into three classes. And then the
right.
According to the Senate, when I made a phone call down there to find out how did they do it, I was told that they drew straws. So one third of them got a term for 2 years, one third of mm-hmm. them got a term for 4 years, and one third of them got a term for 6 years.
Yep.
And then, so that's why New Hampshire did not have a United States Senate race. It was to provide, you know, a more stable, and of course, back then, the senators were appointed by the state legislatures and
right.
not by the public, because the voters, you know, got their representatives. The state government would have their the Senate.
That's a really important point. And so basically, I mean, I've always, as a, well, I'll say a recovering constitutionalist, it was described as a three-legged chair, that the people should have their, that should be one leg of the chair. The states who came together and formed a union, a confederation of states, have their say. And then you have the government itself, which was voiced through the executive branch, the federal government.
Well, the problem they couldn't guard against, though, was that all of the branches, the state legislatures and the House of Representatives, and all of them, they're being elected basically by a bunch of fat, stupid, ugly old ladies that watch soap operas and play bingo and read tabloids and don't know the metric system. And if you tell them that they should elect representatives or senators to Congress who will adhere strictly to the doctrine of enumerated powers, they have no clue what the doctrine of enumerated powers is.
Well, even when senators were being appointed by the states,
right.
the federal government wasn't going by the enumerated powers. Tom, thank you for the call.
Right.
So this whole thing of states should appoint senators and then somehow all of a sudden the Congress will wind up following the Constitution is absolute poppycock.
It is, but it's a positive step. I'll argue that. Saying that if states had representation in Washington, they could not only send and they could also recall, and that used to happen. If your senator wasn't representing your state well, then recall him.
No, if your senator wasn't representing your legislative branch in your state, then the legislative branch would do a recall.
And the legislative branch was the representation of the state in Washington.
Supposedly.
I
don't feel very represented by my representatives in Concord, New Hampshire.
Nobody does. But at least it's on a lower scale. It's not one guy. Here's what we have now with the 17th Amendment. What you have is special interests that get to choose who's going to be in the Senate. And anybody can try to argue with me and say that the Senate is not made up of the representatives of special interest groups. Tell me why you need a $40 million Senate election for Montana.
I don't know why we need...
Explain that to me.
I don't know why we need a bicameral legislative body.
Well, that's...
Nebraska gets along with just one house.
There you go. But somebody please tell me that. How does a Senate race for Montana justify $40 million? It doesn't.
Yeah.
That's simply because it is one out of 100, and one out of 100 makes for a very powerful seat.
Right.
And then
in a given election year, it's one out of 33 or 34
sure.
people to be elected, maybe 35 if there's a vacancy that's being filled by special election. But, you know,
right.
it's much smaller than one out of 100 races in a given election year.
So I won't say repealing the 17th Amendment would fix anything, but it would be at least going in a better direction
right.
than what we've got now.
And having something other than, you know, the representatives, and I realize it's representatives at the state level that draw the congressional boundaries, but essentially you have politicians selecting their constituents. You don't have constituents selecting their representatives.
Yes, gerrymandering.
And that is something that we need to get rid of.
Hey, yeah, so how would you do that, Darryl? Would that be a constitutional amendment or something? You could say something in the constitutional amendment that would define how districts are drawn, or
that...
I would say you have completely independent redistricting commissions.
Okay.
And by that, I don't mean... And I've seen some proposals of what are referred to as independent redistricting commission, where it's the Speaker of the House,
right,
the chairman of the minority, the Senate, or the president of the Senate. No, that's
just
a bipartisan.
Independent of?
That's a
bipartisan
commission.
Bipartisan is not necessarily independent.
Independent is, here are people that are not politicians, that are, you know, not friends with the governor, that are on a commission.
I kind of like the idea of letting software do it, too. There have been a couple stories out about
that. So what you could do is you have an independent commission that uses software, and then they'll go through and look and compare 50 different versions of what the software spits out.
I'm gonna do it on a blockchain, too.
The thing about software,
just because you can throw the word blockchain doesn't mean it's better.
It does, Daryl. That's all you have to do is, well, we'll put it on a blockchain, and then it'll be perfect.
Well, software is not a solution to this either, necessarily, because you can make the computer say anything you want.
Right. Yeah. That's why you have it spit out like 50 different versions.
That's why you open source software.
Well, in that case, you're getting a lot closer to something possibly workable.
Yeah, because here in New Hampshire, we have very specific rules for state rep districts, to where the state rep districts cannot cross county lines.
Yeah.
It can't, you know, split a town that is not already divided into wards by the state or the town.
Right.
So it must contain an entirety of a town. It must contain, you know, be wholly within a county. So then you have people that would know, wait a second, these two towns are much more of a community than these two towns, even though both of them are neighboring.
Right.
So spit out like 50 different versions. You have humans go and compare and then pick the best parts of all of them.
Yeah. And if people are unfamiliar with this term gerrymandering that we're talking about, gerrymandering is designing congressional districts in such a way to benefit your political party.
Right.
And this is done all the time. You can look at, I dare say, any whatever state you're in, look at a map of congressional districts.
Illinois, Texas, Virginia, North Carolina.
Some that are really, really bad. But what you see is these congressional districts sometimes will have like a little path that's like a few blocks wide through a city and then go to a big part over here.
Some of them follow interstates, well, where there are no houses.
Right. The idea is to design it so that your congressional district has the type of people who will vote for you and keep voting for you.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.